I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a National Public Radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Go to KAXE.org, and thanks for listening. Heather Hansen joins me in the studio. So, Heather, when I called you yesterday, you were in the middle of an errand. What were you doing?
I was out buying ammo.
Okay.
Yesterday was sight-in days for me. I had to get the rifles ready for hunting season, so I had to go get some practice ammo.
So I'm not a hunter. What does sight-in days mean?
It just means that you're making sure that your rifle fires where you want it to go. And good thing that I was out sighting my rifle in, because turns out I need to get a new gun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Before this hunting season?
Before this hunting season, yeah.
Okay. And so do you go to a range or you just do that?
I went out to the Itasca Gun Club, and the men out working there were all so fantastic. And, you know, maybe I'm a little biased. One of those guys out there was my dad, but all of the men were so helpful. And I was a little intimidated ahead of time. I had a friend coming with just to...
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what to expect. I'd never gone out there before, but
they
were all willing to just to jump in and share their thoughts. And, you know, they were sad for me when we realized that there was a problem with my gun. And in the end, one guy reached out and thought maybe he might be able to take a look at it. It was just really awesome out there.
Okay, that's great. So what is the tradition like this time before you head to deer camp? What kind of things are you getting ready? So you sight in the gun, you get in your ammo.
Yeah, making sure that all of our orange clothes is ready and that it didn't get, I don't know, any mice or anything
in it.
over the storage.
Do you have to get the scent out of it?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you have to or not,
but
we'll hang it outside
and
get it smelling like outside. I like to bring some sort of meal to share. You know, I feel like at deer camp for us is at somebody's house, and they give so much of themselves just allowing us all to be there. So I like to try to bring a little something. And so it's figuring out what I'm going to bring to share and getting that ready and all that.
So it's a group hunt that you do?
There's a group of people who all will come at some point. So I think there's 10 of us this year, plus I think we're going to have 2 youth hunters, maybe 3. So quite a few people, but when I'm there, I anticipate probably only myself and maybe 1 or 2 others. I'll be hunting during the week, not able to get the weekends off this year. So, there'll be a group of people, but various amounts of people there at different times.
So why do you deer hunt? How long have you done it?
I've been hunting for a while, and the reason that I decided to is... It's not complicated, really.
Yeah.
It's very personal, though. When I was little, I always wanted to be a vet.
Okay.
And hunting was never going to be in my cards. I changed my mind when I realized that vets had to put animals to sleep. I wanted no part in the death of an animal. And I remember my cousin and I, when we were little, would see at my grandparents' house deer hanging in the garage.
Yeah.
And we would always go pet the deer and tell the deer thank you and... just kind of reconcile in our child minds,
mm-hmm.
you know, what was going on. And I knew I wanted no part of that. But I like to eat the meat.
Okay.
So, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago or so, I saw the movie Food, Inc.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's a documentary about the food business and agribusiness and in the U.S. And it's just, it's horrible, horrifying to watch the way... meat is an industry, and I mean, and farming too, but the meat part was what really struck close to home for me. And I decided in that moment that if I was going to contribute to the death of an animal, I wanted the life of that animal to be a happier life. So I thought, I'm gonna hunt.
Wow.
So.
Wow, that's quite a change from not being able to be, not wanting to be a vet because you didn't want to put them to sleep. I'll cut that part out. That seemed weird and harsh. what was I going to say? So do you still, if you get your deer, do you still have kind of a ritual of that thanking?
Yeah. I've only shot one deer, and that was 3 years ago.
Okay.
And that was a hard one because it wasn't a perfect shot, so it took a while for the animal to finally go down, and I had to listen to him cough, and it wasn't easy. There's nothing about it that's easy, to take the life of another soul.
Right.
And so when I did finally get to him and get to lay my hands on him and say,
yeah,
you know what, thank you.
Wow. What's, not to just like jump to the outcome, but do you have a favorite way of preparing venison?
I think any way is delicious, but the first taste of it, however that's going to be, is always the best. So if it's, you know, having the tenderloin while you're cutting the back straps out, you know, however it shakes out, but the first taste is always the best.
What about the actual time that you're out in the woods? What is it like for you? What does it mean to your life?
For me, being able to get back to nature, you know, kind of let the stress of everyday life go and work stuff, just to be in the quiet woods and have to battle your own thoughts because you can't run away from them. Maybe reading a book and just enjoying the cold or the rain or whatever it is, just being kind of part of that. The other part of it for me is back to my childhood. You know, hunting has always been a part of the family, but it's pretty new to me. And I didn't live with my dad growing up. And so when I'm in the deer stand, I can always text him. And that's one thing that we have in common. So, you know, the woods is one thing, but also just bringing me closer to my dad.
Yeah. So you hunt with a group of people. Is it super competitive who's getting a deer and who's not? What's that like?
It's never competitive in our deer camp. It's so awesome. Maybe it's a little bit like if we hear a shot, wondering who was that.
Yeah.
But it's never competitive. We all divide the meat. If you're cutting meat that day, you're going to get a part of the better cuts of meat, so the back straps and some of the big muscles off the rear end. And if you're not cutting that day, you don't get any of those bits, but you do always get meat. So there's plenty of other, we use it for grinding meat or sausage. There's plenty of meat to go around, so it's not competitive. It's just very I don't know what the right word is.
Communal.
And it's always learning. The deer camp that we go to, they're incredible with sharing their knowledge and just wanting people to be able to learn whatever they want to learn. If I ask a question, it's not going to go unanswered. I'm going to get help. It's amazing.
So you probably look forward to this time of year.
Very much.
That's Heather Hansen telling us about her deer hunting traditions. We'd love to hear from you. You can email comments@kaxe.org. Thanks for your time, Heather.
Thanks, Heidi.